come on, admit it. You like living at breakneck speed.
Life in the Fast Lane by James Gleick. We're in a rush. We're making haste. A compression of time characterizes many of our lives. As time use researchers look around, they see a rushing and scurrying everywhere. Sometimes culture resembles one big stomped anthill, says John P. Robinson and Jeffrey Godbey in their book Time for Life. Instantaneity rules. Pollsters use electronic devices during political speeches to measure opinions on the wing. Before they have been fully formed, fast food restaurants add express lanes. Even reading to children is under pressure. The volume 1 minute bedtime stories consists of traditional stories that can be read by a busy parent in only 1 minute. There are places and objects that signify impatience. The door close button in elevators. So often a placebo used to distract riders to whom 10 seconds seems an eternity. Speed dial buttons on telephones. Remote controls, which have caused an acceleration in the pace of films and television commercials. Time is a gentle deity, said Sophocles. Perhaps it was for him. These days it cracks the whip. We humans have chosen speed, and we thrive on it more than we generally admit. Our ability to work and play fast gives us power. It thrills us. And if haste is the accelerator pedal, multitasking is overdrive. These days, it is possible to drive, eat, listen to a book, and talk on the phone, all at once if you dare. David Feldman in New York schedules his tooth flossing to coincide with his regular browsing of online discussion groups. He has learned to hit page down with his pinky. Mike Holderness in London watches TV with captioning so that he can keep the sound off and listen to the unrelated music of his choice. An entire class of technologies is dedicated to the furtherance of multitasking. Car phones, book stands on exercise machines, waterproof shower radios. Not so long ago, for most people, listening to the radio was a single task activity. Now, it is rare for a person to listen to the radio and do nothing else. Even TV has lost its command of our foreground. In so many households, the TV just stays on. Like a noisy light bulb, while the life of the family passes back and forth in its shimmering glow. A sense of well-being comes with this saturation of parallel pathways in the brain. We choose mania over boredom every time. Humans have never, ever opted for slower, points out the historian Stephen Cairn. We catch the fever, and the fever feels good. We live in the buzz. It has gotten to the point where my days, crammed with all sorts of activities, feel like an Olympic endurance event, the everydayathon, confesses J. Walljasper in the Utney Reader. All humanity has not succumbed equally, of course. If you make haste, you probably make it in the technology-driven world. Sociologists have also found that increasing wealth and increasing education bring a sense of tension about time. We believe that we possess too little of it. No wonder Ivan Seidenberg, an American telecommunications executive, jokes about the mythical day doubler program his customers seem to want. Using sophisticated time mapping and compression techniques, Day Doubler gives you access to 48 hours each and every day. At the higher numbers, Day Doubler becomes less stable, and you run the risk of a temporal crash in which everything from the beginning of time to the present could crash down around you, sucking you into a suspended time zone. Our culture views time as a thing to hoard and protect. Time saving is the subject to scores of books with titles like Streamlining Your Life, Take Your Time, More Hours in My Day. Marketers anticipate our desire to save time and respond with fast ovens, quick playback, quick freezing, and fast credit. We have all these ways to save time, but what does that concept really mean? Does time saving mean getting more done? If so, does talking on a cellular phone at the beach save time or waste it? If you can choose between a 30-minute train ride, during which you can read, and a 20-minute drive, during which you cannot, does the drive save 10 minutes? Does it make sense to say that driving saves 10 minutes from your travel budget while removing 10 minutes from your reading budget? These questions have no answer. They depend on a concept that is ill-formed. The very idea of time saving. Some of us say we want to save time when really we just want to do more and faster. It might be simplest to recognize that there is time and we make choices about how to spend it, how to spare it, how to use it, and how to fill it. Time is not a thing we have lost. It is not a thing we ever had. It is what we live in.
Haste.
Characterize.
On the wing.
Under pressure.
Volume.
Signify.
Thrill.
Browse.
Caption.
Waterproof.
Fourth.
Parallel.
Opt.
Buzz.
Endurance.
Confess.
No wonder.
Run the risk of, or run a risk.
Suspend.
Zone.